It is upsetting because you think everything is dealt with, that he has been put away and that's where he's going to remain safe, that the public are going to remain safe from him. So when you suddenly hear that actually, once again, he's able to dictate what he wants to do, that he wants, you know, to be out there again in the public domain, it really makes you angry, and it's upsetting because you have to relive everything that happened last year. And it's not that long ago that he was sentenced. So everybody that we've spoken to, we can't understand why in such a short space of time he is now wanting to appeal on the grounds that he's appealing of the early plea of guilty and of his age. Well, he didn't do an early plea of guilty because he waited until the last moment when we were going into court. If he was 18, if he was 40, it doesn't matter. He knew exactly what he was doing. He knew that the consequences of murdering someone would be a life in imprisonment. So there's no backing out of that. And he can't say, well, I didn't realise. He knew. As I said, he planned everything. So he had plenty of time to suddenly stop and stand back and think, oh, no, I won't go through with this. The consequences will be that I will be put away for life. So that's no argument to me. And I can just imagine him sitting there smiling, thinking that, oh, it's funny again, that he's still able to, as you say, manipulate. And that's the words I use. He's trying to manipulate. He's a manipulative person. This is his one chance to get it lessened to a life, which obviously I don't want at all. And because as every psychiatrist, therapist or whatever that's analysed him has said, he will always be a danger to women. So no matter if they let him out in 35 years, he will still be in his mid-50s. He will still be a danger to women. He will still have that capacity to go out and murder again. It does make you angry and frustrated because, as I said, he is manipulating. He is the one setting the tone for everything that we do in our life now. It seems to revolve around what he wants, and I don't think that's how it should be. The victims seem to keep getting penalised all the time, and have no say in any of these things. We can't say, well, actually, we're not happy with that sentence. If he does get lessened, we can't say that. They won't do anything with that. It'll just be lessened, and that will be it. So that does make you angry. And as I said, but I have said all along that no matter what, if he tries other things, I will always be there. I'll be there in his face, and I will let him know that there is somebody from this family that will stick up for Georgia.